As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbey, starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel.
Now, if we move that chest of drawers over there...
Right. You pull, I'll push.
Oh, there. You know, this spare bedroom makes quite a nice office.
Yeah, what do we do with the bed?
We'll just push it into the corner. When you work yourself into a state of nervous exhaustion, you can just fall onto it.
No. I think it'll have to go.
Oh, well, you don't have to suffer for your art.
No, I'm thinking of my secretary, the chattering Mrs. Flack.
Oh, poor Mrs. Flack. You were right to send her home after breaking her ankle.
Yeah, but she insisted on coming back. It's hard enough trying to give her the sack without inviting her to work in a room with a bed in it.
This has nothing to do with, after all, I'm a man and she's a woman.
Well, in a general sense, yes.
Oh, Lionel, you must drag yourself into the 20th century.
Oh, all right. But I bet you wouldn't be so cavalier about it if Daisy was my secretary again. You'd have that bed out of here before you could say Jack Robinson.
Look, are you just going to chatter or are you going to help?
If it was Daisy, you'd probably take the door off its hinges.
Lionel!
Oh, all right, I'll help. What do you want me to do?
Will you drag that box out of the back?
Well, if this is going to be my office... Why are we emptying the wardrobe?
We're just emptying the bottom to make some storage space.
Well, what are you going to do with the boxes?
Well, we'll put them somewhere else.
Where?
Just drag that box out, please.
Right. Fine.
Oh, mind your back.
Oh, I see what you mean. What have you got in here? Cannonballs?
Goodness knows.
Oh, a sort-out. I love a sort-out.
Yes, they're terribly exciting, aren't they?
Is he being difficult?
Well, he's just a nuisance. Would you go, love?
Yeah, sure.
Right, Lionel. If you could just move that box from the cupboard...
Well, hold on. I haven't recovered from moving the last one yet.
Is there any room in that cupboard under the stairs?
It's jam-packed.
I had a feeling it might be. Who is that on the phone?
It's Sandy. I'm just popping round to see her.
Is everything all right?
Yes, fine.
No, Judy, really?
Mum, everything is fine.
What's fine?
That was Sandy on the phone. Judy's gone straight round to see her. She says that everything's all right.
Well, good.
I don't believe her, do you?
Stop worrying. Where does this box go, then?
Oh, I don't know now.
Oh, I'll just walk about with it.
Let's go and have a coffee.
Yeah, better idea altogether.
There now. Finished. Amazing what cushions and a blanket can do. That hardly looks like a bed at all, does it?
It does for me.
Well, that's because you know it's a bed. Personally, I don't think it will inflame Mrs. Flack's passion one tiny bit.
I didn't mention Mrs. Flack's passion.
Well, if it's your passion that's out of control, there's nothing I can do.
Mum?
We're up here, love.
Can you come down a minute? Sandy's here.
What did I say? I said that something was wrong.
You haven't spoken to her yet.
If you were a woman, you'd understand.
If I were a woman, I wouldn't be worrying about me being with Mrs. Flack in a room with a bed in it.
And if I am a woman, I'm going to ignore that remark. Hello, Sandy. Where are you going?
Going? Nowhere. Why should you say that?
Well, I saw the luggage in the hall.
Oh, yes. Well, you see, the thing is...
Sandy's had another row with her boyfriend, Nick, and she's walked out.
Judy, I should be telling this.
Sorry.
Well, I've had another row with Nick and walked out.
Oh, I see. Well, let's sit down. So... You want to stay here while you find a place of your own.
Oh, everybody's saying what I should be saying. Oh, look, this is embarrassing. May I phone for a cab?
No, you may not. Of course you'll stay here. You can sleep in the spare room. No, of course, you must stay here.
Oh, thanks, boss.
Mum, what about Lionel? I think he should be consulted.
Oh, yes. He may hate the idea.
Lionel?
Yes.
Go and call him down, Judy.
Right.
No tears.
No, not this time. I've had enough. Nick blows too hot and cold for me. There's no permanence in it. No feeling of safety and... Well, I'm becoming a safety sort of person. I must be getting old.
Oh, poor old soul.
Here he is.
Hello, Lionel.
Morning, Sandy. Ah, A companionable silence.
What?
Well, I understand there are such things. But this isn't one of them.
Right. Well, the long and the short of it is that Sandy has walked out on her boyfriend.
I see.
So how would you feel about her coming to live here for a while?
I think I'm in an untenable position.
Why?
Well, because you're all obviously in favour of it. Well, why consult me?
Common courtesy.
Right. Well, you've all been commonly courteous. It's not really any of my business, is it? Welcome, Sandy.
Oh. Look, I told you you wouldn't mind.
May I ring for that cab?
Look, will you stop going on about ringing for a cab?
Look, you know Lionel. He's not an effusive sort of man. He likes you.
But here?
Well, you heard what he said. Welcome, Sandy. Yeah.
Which translates as I'd sooner you cleared off.
He'll come round.
Yes, yes, he will. I'll have a word.
No, I don't want another row.
Well, who said anything about a row?
Your expression did.
Look, I'll talk to him.
Not even a quieter row.
Well, that leaves you. Look, I know you, Sandy. You won't be happy staying here without Lionel's blessing, even if we don't need it.
You can get round him.
I don't want to get round him. I'm not in the mood for getting round anybody. Now, if I may just use your phone...
Look, if she touches that phone, restrain her. Well, that was a display.
What display?
You know, downstairs. Talk about bad grace.
I thought I took it rather well, considering...
Well, what does considering mean?
Well, it means that it was like having a bucket of water poured over you and then being asked if you minded.
So you're comparing Sandy to a bucket of water?
It was a metaphor.
Oh, very high-flown, very literary.
You know very well what I mean. I have no say in the matter, so what I think is of no importance.
Oh, that's positively petulant. Come on, what do you think?
Well, I like Sandy. I really do. But another woman living in the house, there'll be women everywhere. I don't function very well with masses of women about.
Three is not a mass. Anyway, come Monday, we'll all go to work. The only mass of women you have to deal with then is Mrs. Flack.
Well, I know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean too, very well. What are you doing?
Putting this bed where it belongs. I'm turning this room back into a bedroom for Sam.
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, just get out of the way, please.
No.
Look. Look, stop pushing it back. Look, don't be silly.
Don't call me silly. Just get out of the way. This room stays an office.
No.
Look, oh, very well, you asked for it.
Oh. Look, you're wasting your time because I'm much stronger than you are.
Oh, really? Oh, ow, my shin.
Are you all right?
Oh, perfectly okay.
Oh, you sneak, trying to push it past me.
All fair in love and war.
Oh, which is this?
A bit of both, actually. Oh, 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 Pax.
Pax.
What's going on? What was all that banging about?
Well, we were
just getting Sandy's room ready.
So why all the noise?
Oh, a bit of horseplay.
Yes, we get like that when we move things around.
Look, Lionel, I know my coming here was a bit of a cheek.
And it was my idea, which was a bit of a cheek.
And if you don't want me here, I do understand.
Sandy will just have to find somewhere else to stay.
Why are you surrounding me?
He's feeling hemmed in.
I'll bring Sandy's luggage up.
Oh, only if you're really sure.
But I'm not doing it all by myself.
He's sure.
Now, there are just a couple of house rules. You're not to walk around with no clothes on and not too many tights hanging in the bathroom.
And don't try to be cheerful with Lionel before breakfast because he doesn't do that.
Are we getting the luggage or just being sarcastic?
We're getting the luggage.
Absolutely.
Lionel, thanks. You can help if you like.
No, thanks. I prefer reading the newspaper to gardening.
I mean, I'm not one of those gardeners who actually likes to work alone.
No, 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 you carry on. I'm fine.
I thought you might like a glass of beer.
Oh, what a good idea. Thank you.
There you are, then. Oh, and Sandy wants to know if you'd like to have some crisps.
Oh, no, thanks. The beer's fine.
Okay.
You're sitting there like Brigham Young.
He had a big beard.
Well, some old sultan, then. Abu Ben Hardcastle.
I think I deserve a bit of pampering.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, giving up my office.
You weren't that keen on it in the first place.
It'd be chaos in the morning. Everybody trying to get into the bathroom.
Well, you're not doing anything at the moment. Make out a roster.
Yeah, I might just do that.
Then clap your hands and somebody will bring you pen and paper.
Where are you going?
Well, as nobody brought me a drink out, I thought I'd get one for myself. Oh, hello, Sandy.
Hello, Jean. Hello, Lionel.
Hello.
Do you mind if I sit down?
No, of course not. Why ask?
Well, because However nice this place is, it's not yours, is it?
No.
I should never have moved in with Nick. That wasn't mine either. I left my own flat to do that.
Did you?
We should have got a flat together. It may have made a difference. Oh, I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, because I did the same thing, you mean?
No, because you're older and more settled.
You think of Jean and I as being settled?
Of course. Don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course I do.
You don't look very happy about it.
This is my normal expression.
Oh, look, I should never have brought it up. I wasn't talking about you.
No, I know, but the situations aren't really that different. I mean, I'm a different sex and several hundred years older, but the situations aren't that far apart.
I think I'd better go somewhere else.
We've only just moved in.
I just meant to a different part of the house.
I think I'll just pop out for a swift half before supper.
Oh, right.
What are you up to?
Just going through some of those boxes we cleared out upstairs.
You never get it all back in, you know. It's a sort of rule. If you unpack a cardboard box, the stuff will never get back in.
I should be throwing some of it away.
Hello, you two. What are you up to?
Lionel would like us all to go out for a swift half.
What?
No, thanks, Lionel.
What about you, darling?
No, thank you.
I'll see you all later, then. And don't say, did you see the relief on his face?
Look what I've found.
Oh, baby's booties.
Oh, don't start her off. She'll get out the baby pictures next. Me nude on the rug.
Yes, they're in some album somewhere.
Mum.
Another time, Sandy. Well, what do you want to tell me?
She's psychic.
Unnerving, isn't it?
Oh, less of the she. What is it you want to tell me?
Well, we got talking.
It's only an idea.
And since Sandy's looking for a flat, we thought we might as well look together, you know, share.
Oh, I see.
I mean, we get on.
Most of the time. And, well, now that you've got Lionel.
Uh-oh, don't start that tack. Whether I've got Lionel or not, I'm not some old biddy that has to be looked after.
Change tack.
Well, another thing to consider is...
Well, I don't have to consider anything, love. It's your life. Well, it's your lives. And if you think you can get on with each other without driving each other mad, then fine, go for it. I tell you what, look in the paper, give yourself some idea of what you're talking about.
Oh, Lionel had it in the garden. I'll get it.
I shall miss you, Mum.
Oh, don't get maudlin. You haven't moved yet. I wonder what Alistair will say about this.
The way he's behaving to me at the moment, I don't care what he says. Alistair's idea of playing house is having women move in with him, and I'm not doing that, even if he asks. I think arrangements like that are best on a 50-50 basis.
Yes.
Not that that applies to you and Lionel, of course.
No, of course.
I mean, that's a totally different thing.
Yes, I know.
It is, Mum.
Yes, I know.
Oh, now, we were going to cook dinner, weren't we, Judy?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be as good as Mum's shepherd's pie.
Well, you can do it tomorrow. It's more of a rush on a weekday, more suited to a younger cook.
I'll clear away, then.
Oh, no, you can't do that. Lionel has to load the dishwasher. According to him, he's the only one who does it properly.
I can't even put a teaspoon in without him tutting and moving it.
Oh, talking of Lionel, I think it's time we had our swift half.
Oh, now, that's a good idea. That'll be a good start to our girls' night out.
Yes. After supper, we're going out to celebrate our new-founded flat-sharing partnership.
The glasses are in that cupboard, Sandy. Any flats in the paper?
Well, we've ringed some.
There is one really brilliant one. There. There's a drawback, though.
It's in the Lake District.
Yes, rather a rush to get to work in the morning. Belgrave Square?
Ah, that was fantasy time.
That one there, that's realism time.
Oh, overpriced realism.
Yes, well, realism is these days. Aren't there any more flats over the page?
No, they're all houses.
Why have some of them been ringed?
I didn't do that.
No, nor did I.
I see.
Not tonight, thank you.
Hey, Judith, it's me.
Oh, so it is. I'm so sorry. I didn't recognise you, Alistair. I thought you were a brush salesman.
Nobody could seriously take me for a brush salesman now, could they?
Well, I was just trying my hand at a little gentle sarcasm.
Well, yes, I know, but a brush salesman.
Judy, can I borrow your lipstick?
Oh,
Hello, Alistair.
The second of my lovely ladies. Hey, this is too much.
Yeah, that's what Lionel says, only he doesn't mean quite the same thing. Where have you been lately?
Oh, you know, here and there, everywhere.
Well, why don't you try around here a bit more often?
Did I say something?
No, you didn't. That's the trouble. Excuse me, I've got to get changed.
I would say, would you like any help?
Yes, I thought you might.
But I'm rather off the road here. Have you moved in?
Only till I find a flat.
My God. Lionel living with three gorgeous women. Some men have all the luck.
I'm in the living room, Alistair.
Just checked in from Rome en route for home. Couldn't resist a call on my favourite writer. How goes it, Lie?
I thought a pint at the pub might help, but my writer's block is bigger than a butcher's.
This'll set you up. Here, mixed and bottled in Italy.
Looks revolting.
Are those the words of a man who says, hey, I'll try anything?
No, they're mine.
Supper's ready.
Thank you.
Oh, hello, Alistair. You depressed him.
Hi, Jean. Would I do that?
L.A. are still waiting for the rewrite for the first episode.
Oh, that.
If Lye wasn't so fazed by Mrs. Flack, he'd have done them by now.
I'm not fazed by Mrs. Flack. I'm being driven to distraction by Mrs. Flack.
Oh, dear.
Come on, mate. Pick yourself up. Drink your Gigolo's Pardon.
I don't even like the name of it.
Well, what exactly is Gigolo's Pardon?
Espresso coffee with amaretto, which you drink through the cream on the top.
Well, that sounds nice.
You drink it, then.
Lie.
Oh, all right. Oh, God, as I said, you drink it.
Oh, that's delicious. You know, I might give an espresso machine to Judy and Sandy for a housewarming present.
Judy and Sandy?
Yes, they're getting a flat together.
Eventually.
Right. I see. Would you excuse me for a moment?
She's in the kitchen, laying the table. His feathers are ruffled.
Why?
Look, I'll pour you a pre-supper scotch instead, and we'll call it Gigolo's Last Stand. After Alistair.
Flat hunting?
Yes.
I'd have thought you'd have preferred somewhere on your own.
I don't seem to function very well on my own.
Well, you wouldn't be. Some of the time. But if you move in with Sandy...
Clear off.
Come again?
Clear off. I'm fed up with you taking me for granted.
Now, when have I ever done that?
Come to think of it, Alistair, most of the time...
Now, hold on, baby.
No, you hold on, baby. I'm just supposed to be available, aren't I? I don't get a peep out of you for weeks, and then it's just, oh, you know, here, there, everywhere... Then on top of all that, you don't want me to share a flat with Sandy because it might interfere with your life. Well, I've got my life, Alistair, and if leading it denies me the pleasures of your not-so-perfect body, then tough. Now get out before I really lose my temper. Are you off, Alistair?
Positively rancid, apparently.
Judith?
I'm in the kitchen.
Row?
Major... Well, don't worry, I'm not going to throw myself on the bed and cry. Come on, let's dish up supper and then go out and enjoy ourselves.
These cardboard boxes have travelled around a bit today, haven't they? Spare room, downstairs, now our bedroom.
Perhaps they'll think of it as an outing.
I thought everyone seemed very quiet during supper.
Lost in admiration for my shepherd's pie, presumably.
Mm. You've been quiet all evening.
I didn't notice.
What's this? Under the pillow.
Something I wanted you to see. Did you do this?
Well, newspaper didn't come like that, did it?
No, I mean, why did you do this? On the property page.
Well, I was at that page, so I just passed the time circling the sort of place we might move to if we decided to move.
Oh, so you want to move?
Well, it's not a matter of pressing urgency.
What is it a matter of?
Consideration, that's all. Does no harm to think about it. And you see... If we got a place of our own...
We've got a place of our own.
Hardly ours.
Look, it won't go away, will it? You've got it into your head that you're some kind of lodger. We're supposed to be what Alistair calls an item.
This place in Kent looks nice.
I mean, there's no reason to move.
No, not immediately, no.
You mean it can wait till tomorrow?
No, I mean, it's something we might talk about later, at some time, that's all.
Mm.
What time will the girls be here?
I don't know. Are you going to call them into your study and give them a good wigging for staying out late?
I can't really. Sandy sleeps in my study.
Well, remember the Waltons?
I don't know any Waltons.
Yes, that television series.
That lot. What about them?
Well, I was just thinking, when we say goodnight tonight, it'll be like them. You know, goodnight, 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 goodnight.
Well, we could get over that by going to sleep. Unless you've got something else under your pillow that you might like to confront me with.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have.
Oh, God.
Not that confront is the right word.
Well, do I get to see what's under the pillow, or is it 20 questions?
Ta-da! These.
They're letters. Well, I'm not really interested in other people's letters.
Well, they're not other people's letters. They're the letters you wrote to me before you got posted to Korea.
Good Lord. You kept them all these years?
In one of those boxes.
Let me see. Nurses Home, Middlesex Hospital. My writing was much clearer then, wasn't it?
This is quite flowery, actually.
May I?
Well, they're half yours. Oh, let me have a look at that one. My darling Pooh.
Now, this one starts like that as well. You didn't show these to anybody, did you?
Oh, certainly not. I miss you terribly.
That's how mine starts.
What's the date on yours?
August 16th, 1954.
Oh, mine's the 14th of August, 1954. 2 whole days apart.
These must have been a few weeks after we first met. Didn't you keep any of the earlier ones?
Oh, no. They started Dear Jean and ended up Yours Sincerely.
Pushy devil, wasn't I?
Your very first one ended up Yours Faithfully. I only kept the smoulderers.
Well, I can't really believe I read anything very smouldering. I mean, in those days, you'd... Good grief.
What?
Look what I wrote.
Ooh, that's very smouldering.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
There's nothing like that in this letter. Here you refer to the warmth of my kisses. Well, it's not in the same league.
Well, the question arises, what happened between the 14th of August, 1954, and the 16th of August?
Well, I think we stumbled on a dear little hotel in Chalfont St. Giles.
Oh, yes. Yes. Of course, that's it. Yeah, may I have it back? This gets positively lurid.
Yes, for the 1950s.
Well, for the 1990s.
Did you keep any of my letters?
Pardon?
You didn't, did you?
Well, I meant to, but you know, you travel very light in the army.
Oh, yes. You don't want to weigh your kit bag down with heavy things like letters, do you? It's all right. Women tend to be sloppier than men about things like letters.
Well, not that you actually kept yours in a very special place. I mean, stuffed away in an old cardboard box.
Yeah, I knew where they were.
I don't really have a case, do I?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, let me put them back in the box.
I'd quite like to read the rest of those sometime.
Well, we'll have a good wallow one evening.
You're on.
And no more lingering doubts.
Well, about us?
Yes. Remember, I love you, Lieutenant Hardcastle.
And I love you, Nurse Pargeter.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larby and starring Judy Dench as Jean and Geoffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Moira Brooker, Alistair by Philip Bretherton, Sandy by Jenny Funnell. The producer was Martin Fisher. As Time Goes By is a DLT Entertainment production in association with the Theatre of Comedy for BBC Radio 2.